You're about to listen to Office Hours with me, Georgia Howe. This is a weekly companion series to PragerU's popular 5-minute videos, where I explore various political and cultural topics with PragerU experts, asking questions and digging deeper to bring you perspectives that you may not hear in a traditional college classroom. To watch the video version of this series, click on the link in the description or go to dailywire.com. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm Georgia Howe with The Daily Wire. Today, we sit down with PragerU Kids Director of Outreach, Jill Simonian. Jill is joining us to discuss how PragerU is taking a stand to fight back against the encroachment of radical policies in K through 12 schools. Let's jump right in. Thanks for joining me, Jill.
Hi, Georgia. Thank you for having me.
So I'm so excited that someone is finally doing what needs to be done. So can you tell me what is PragerU doing to help schools get back on track?
Okay, well, for most people, I think everyone recognizes PragerU as the, premier resource for free videos, free minds to get people thinking. For years, the fans have been asking for content for kids. Where are kids' videos celebrating American values? Where are, you know, different resources that we as parents can share with our kids? I'm a parent of two elementary school kids, and we are now doing PragerU kids videos that honor our American history, that celebrate our American values through fun story times, animated cartoons, digital magazines that talk about different historical heroes that frankly are not being taught in schools right now. So we're offering dozens of new kids programming K through 12 for all ages to enjoy, really, to teach our kids that living in America is a wonderful thing and we're blessed to live here.
So when did you get started and what's the vision of how these videos would be implemented? Are they for school use or are they for parents?
Any and all of the above. That's what I like to say. I have a background in media, television media, and I was brought onto the team fairly recently, as of January of 2021. And the program itself, PragerU Kids, it actually started as a program called PREP, which stood for PragerU Resources for Educators and Parents. And that in itself is a membership program that parents and educators who want to celebrate American values can join and have discussion groups and access to virtual live events. So this PragerU Kids program started as that group with wanting to connect like-minded people to share our values with our kids. And it evolved the last few months into PragerU Kids, which offers free videos. And we have been toiling away relentlessly and energetically, I like to say, for the past few months, creating all different kinds of programming. So the program is fairly new, just a few months old, and we have 13,000 members right now, which is really remarkable because it shows what a hunger there is for this type of content to share with our kids and families.
So those 13,000, is that parents? Are those kids? Are those teachers? Who's your typical member?
It's parents, teachers, educators, administrators, grandparents. The membership, of course, is for adults because something that we offer as part of the membership is access to our discussion forum that right now is on Facebook. And it's a robust discussion every single day with different parents and teachers sharing very personally and authentically what is happening in their children's school districts, in the different corners of the country, saying, you know what, this happened in my child's classroom. I don't know how to approach a teacher. What do I do? And I'll tell you, Georgia, the most encouraging thing about this discussion forum is that there are so many teachers.
That was my next question, because right now it sometimes feels like it's parents against teachers. And, you know, I'm a former teacher. This is like, it really is upsetting to me that it's sort of become that. But I was wondering how many teachers and administrators, like what percent of your members would you say does that represent?
It's interesting you ask that because that's actually something we're trying to find out now. I think we literally just sent out a survey asking that specific question. But in our discussion forum all the time, more and more, there's one teacher in particular, I'll share this specific story. There's one teacher in particular that emailed me a few months ago saying, I had stepped away from teaching. I was not going to continue teaching anymore, but I decided to go back into the classroom this year as a calling, so to speak, because she was so concerned about what kinds of curriculums and politicized agendas were being injected into the lesson plans on a district-wide level. And she said, I went back in the classroom specifically to try and restore reasonability and unbiased education in her particular school district. And this was in a very rural part of Middle America. And there's another teacher that comes to mind that shares stories. She's in California, and she has shared in our discussion group how she is very powerfully fighting with a group of like-minded teachers on a statewide level to push back against the divisive ethnic studies curriculum that is being trying to be driven through California schools on a statewide level now. So we have, you know, from what I've seen, hundreds of teachers in the group really trying to glean support and also guidance and reinvigorate our hope as parents that there are wonderful, excellent teachers out there who know what's going on and see it as wrong.
So it sounds like there's sort of a two-prong offer here for PragerU Kids. So you have the videos, and then you also have this networking opportunity for teachers and parents. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Got it.
And when I think about free educational videos for teachers to use in school or for parents to use with kids, the two that come to mind, I think of Brain Pop and I think of Khan Academy. Are you going to be making straight educational videos like those, or are they primarily about things like Founding Fathers and that kind of thing?
I love that you bring up Brain Pop because, you know, we've all seen some of the divisive and very controversial age-inappropriate videos that Brain Pop has done. While there are many videos that come from various resources, like you said, that are trying to be political, we are not political at all. Anyone who knows PragerU knows we're a nonprofit. We are not political. We want to teach children how to think, as opposed to what to think. And something that comes to mind, a resource that we've created at Prager Kids is one of our digital magazines. And it's something that anyone can access online right now. It's targeted for third through fifth graders. Although, frankly, I, as a parent, have learned a lot by reading these digital magazines and going through the worksheets. But our digital magazines, as they're up on our website right now at prageru.com/kids, are, we have a series of highlighting women. And we are, we're showcasing Abigail Adams, Margaret Thatcher, Ayn Rand. I think Condoleezza Rice is up there. We have Amy Coney Barrett. We have figures that kids are not being taught about in schools. And these are all women and historical heroes who value freedom, freedom of thought, diversity of thought, who are currently or in the past fighting for what America stands for: freedom, hard work, responsibility. So magazines like those are something that absolutely any teacher or educator or even a homeschool parent, many of our homeschooling parents utilize these as well. I show these magazines to my own kids. So these can be in school or at home on your free time. We're not trying to be political in any ways, and we're not trying to directly compete, but rather offer something that all of us can appreciate and teach our kids through.
And how did you get involved in this? I mean, you said you recently joined. So what personal experiences did you have that made you want to jump in?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm going to shorten it up for you. I have a 15-year background in television and online media. I started as an entertainment reporter. I then segued into the parenting niche through a parenting blog that I had and different family lifestyle segments that I would do on television shows, national and Los Angeles local. And to put it in a nutshell, when all of the government shutdowns hit last year in 2020, I really started noticing a direction that media was taking that didn't sit right with me. I saw things that were very, very biased and one-sided, and I honestly took a step back and personally decided, you know what, I don't know if there's a place in television or online media for me to work anymore because I can't do it in good conscience. With that said, I started speaking up more and more on social media about how many of our rights were being taken away and how I was trying to raise my two daughters with a refreshed mindset about what freedom is and what rights we have as Americans and how our rights are, in fact, from God here in America. And I started being very vocal on social media, and the CEO of PragerU found me. No joke. This job was dropped in my lap from above.
Look, Jill, you and I both, all right?
Yes, you and I both. So Marissa Streit found me and said, I want to talk to you about possibly working with PragerU because we are going to be launching this new kids program. And you seem to be very passionate about raising children with the ideals of freedom and American values. And we did a 5-minute video for PragerU called What Are Your Kids Learning in School? And that debuted February of 2021. And I jumped in full time to work with PragerU Kids and to develop different programming for PragerU Kids. And now everyone can see me as the story lady, Jill, for Otto's Tales Storytime for our kindergarten through second grades. It's a fun little story time show if you have young ones.
So were you seeing things in your kids' school specifically that were bothering you? So tell me a little bit about that.
I was. So with the government shutdowns, obviously my kids were on distance learning. And I made a conscious decision to ask my daughters to not wear headphones, which is very difficult when you have two kids sitting at a dining room table trying to do distance learning online. I know all of the parents can agree. But I did not want my daughters to wear headphones because I wanted to see what their teachers were talking about. And I will say, I live in a school district where the parent-teacher and administrator relationship has always been symbiotic and always been supportive. And we've had a wonderful community partnership and communication. And I have been my school's biggest cheerleader. But some of the things that was happening in one of my daughter's classrooms raised red flags. Every day, and this might seem small to some, but every day I would notice that one of my daughters would stand up in front of her computer, bless her heart, and do the Pledge of Allegiance with class, and my other daughter would not. And this went on for a week or two, and I know that the Pledge of Allegiance might seem like a very non-controversial thing if kids are not standing up in front of a computer screen and doing it. But that to me was an indicator that, oh, is this teacher forgetting? Does she not want to say it? You know, I didn't know what was going on. And then that about a month or so later last year, I was disappointed in the lesson that I was listening to about one of the most devastating and important days in American history, September 11th. One of my daughters failed to get a, what I say, decent, well-rounded history lesson about September 11th. That disturbed me as an American mom. And I just started noticing various worksheets coming home about how the gold rush was ridden with racism and how white people in the gold rush were horrible and all of these strange, biased worksheets. And it really alarmed me a lot. And I started speaking up. And as many of the parents and in our PragerU Kids prep membership group now communicate, we're starting to speak up more and more because we are noticing a specific derailment of our education system for our kids.
So what do you think are the key actions that we're going to need to take both, you know, as individuals and as communities to kind of restore our schools?
Okay, so number one, I use the word inoculate, not to make fun of the circumstance that we all find ourselves in, but we need, as parents and teachers who value this country, we need to inoculate our kids against any and all leftist propaganda that will be presented to them in schools. And I am not, you know, I use these words very carefully. And a word that keeps coming up is indoctrination in schools. And I never used to use that word indoctrination, but that is what's happening. Our schools and school districts and some of the most elite private institutions are being hijacked by consultants that are outside of our schools and districts, who have no place teaching our kids, but we need to inoculate our kids, teach them our American values of hard work, what freedom means, how our rights are given to us, equality under God. We need to inoculate them, share our PragerU Kids videos with our children and our families and talk about them. Use our videos to open discussion about what America stands for and who we are. No matter where we come from, we're all here together, right? The next thing we need to do as parents and teachers is to be brave. Be brave. Do not be shy. It is hard to speak up against a mass of people, but that's what we need to do. If we see something in the curriculum that is divisive and alarming, speak up. Speak up against the schools that are requiring children to sign up for diversity discussions according to their race. This is really happening.
Say that one more time. They're signing up by their race?
Yes. Yes. I am based in California. Many of the schools, private schools and public schools, that are starting to implement these diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, DEI, as we all know them, fancy words that are rooted in critical race theory. It's a game of fancy words to mask what's really happening. A lot of these schools and districts are offering diversity discussions, affinity groups, as a way to understand each other and unite. This is what it's being sold as. But they're requiring students to sign up according to heritage and race. White families sign up for this time. Black families sign up for this time. Asian families sign up for this time. Hispanics families sign up for this. I'm not joking. I don't know. I've heard of this happening in various parts around the country, but my question is, how is this not segregation? If you're looking to unite people through our diversities, if you're looking to include families from all different backgrounds in a school atmosphere, how is segregation and requiring students to see color first and differences first, how is that contributing to that goal? It's not. It's divisive. And we need to wake up as parents and be very, very smart and vocal and brave about standing up to these kinds of directives that are coming through.
All right. Well, Jill, thank you so much for coming on. And where can people find you? Or where can they find PragerU Kids?
Okay, so to find us, go to PragerU.com/kids. Subscribe to our videos. Become a member of our prep group for further live events and robust discussions. We're solving problems. We're not alone. And we can celebrate our American values with our kids bravely because the future of our country and our schools, frankly, depend on it.
Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Georgia.
All right. Well, that's the end of today's Office Hours. Make sure to tune in next week for our conversation with a new PragerU presenter. I'm Georgia Howe. Thanks for tuning in.
As a reminder, if you'd like to see the video version of this show, or if you haven't seen this week's PragerU 5-minute video, make sure to click on the link in the description below or head over to dailywire.com. We'll see you next Monday for a new interview with another PragerU presenter.